Welcome to On the Hill Podcast.
Back on the hill?
Back on the hill, man. Took some time. Took like a little vacation. Well, I wouldn't call it a vacation.
Yeah. I mean, took some time off and, but we had, you know, some things, new things going on.
Life changes. Some
new people being born.
Yeah. Life changes. Some losses.
Mm-hmm.
Some big hits.
But we made it back.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to keep it going with this setup with just the two of us and still have guests on. It might not be every 2 weeks, but
right.
I think a monthly release is what's going to happen, but it's been, I don't know, what you want to start with?
For two jacklegs. Well, I mean, just kind of like go over the record. So the last episode, I think, was August 7th.
Mm-hmm. Days before your birthday.
Yeah, 2024. Yeah, the day after your mom's birthday. And then we had that time the Hannah Living Good.
Mm-hmm. So I was on the Zoom call, and then
I think
we had something lined up, and then
something fell through. Well, I mean, less than a month later, about a month later, you know, my brother passed, your uncle passed. So
yep,
Big Rick.
So we had that hit, and then one of the previous guests on here, Russ McCabe, He passed away too.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yep.
So yeah, it's been a hit. But anyway, I mean, that's what life is, man.
Yep.
You keep going, but definitely can. You set your priorities straight. So I'm not saying, you know. So in other words, when something bad happens, either people don't recover, or you take time to recover, and then you get back on the horse and getting.
Yeah. I think with both of those, I mean, we had, well, not just us, but the families had big support. And
yeah.
I just remember for Rick, I mean, it was a long, long time. He was fighting cancer and nobody was ready for it. But I think he had such a big support team behind him. And
yeah.
Definitely. And then with Russ, it was, we had the funeral, and then not even 2 weeks later, we had a huge bonfire get together like we used to with him. And
yeah,
it was probably the biggest turnout they've ever had.
Yeah.
With that and a huge bonfire and food, drinks, and
oh man,
it was one big party, really.
Yeah, that was something. Yes. Yeah.
And then with the give and take, obviously, Megan, my sister, and your daughter, her son Clifton was born, but we got to celebrate his first birthday, and
that's right.
He's walking around talking and playing, and
yeah, a lot's happened since then. But yeah, since the last episode. I mean, we're just trying to date stamp it, I guess. You know, a lot of podcasts don't date stamp shit, but anyway, it's been like 8 months since we've had an episode.
Yeah.
And we've been back and forth trying to figure out how we wanted to do it, and then if we could do it, if we could pull it off. I mean, you guys are looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed.
Frankie and I are looking for a house.
Trying to get into a new crib, man. Be leaving the hill.
Yep. She's done with school actually this week.
Yeah.
So she was going back for her bachelor's in nursing. So she'll get a little pay bump with that. And she'll be done with school for a while. Because really since VCU, she got her RN, then she was back to get certifications, then back to get her bachelor's. And
yeah.
So this will be her second bachelor's.
Beast mode.
Mm-hmm. So she finally had some time to chill, and I think we'll have a baby on the way. So.
Hey! Little E on the way.
Yep.
Little E.
Yep.
Hopefully,
I don't know. It might be a little Erica. I don't know.
Might be a chick, man.
I think. I think it's going to be a girl, but we'll see.
Yeah.
One boy, one girl would be good.
That'd be good. We got, well, if we don't have a boy, we'll have to, I'm going to say that.
I know we got to carry the Liverman name.
That'd be it.
And if you guys are watching, we did change the backdrop.
That's it.
And we got better looking.
Better looking, more of a beard. A little bit older, I guess.
More gray.
Else? More gray. And a new camera and stuff set up.
I know. Yeah, new camera, new laptop.
4K, baby. They say 4K, man, but, you know, I remember when HD. See, I'm old. I remember the grainy picture like this. When you had a TV antenna. There was no cable, right? No HD, none of that shit. Dang. So you know, so if you were ugly, you could kind of get away with it because picture wasn't. It wasn't like in real life. But now, if you cut on the TV and you look at like HD,
yeah, some I'm people watching, shouldn't be.
Yeah, HD's not good for everybody. Shit may not be good for us. So
we don't have a makeup crew or anything. So
fuck them. That's what I'm saying.
We don't need it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that sometimes HD ain't good.
Yeah, hopefully the 4K does good.
HD don't lie, they say.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched this on, we're on YouTube.
Is it YouTube, Spotify, what else?
Apple Music, well, Apple Podcasts, and then Amazon Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And then you start a new job.
Yeah, so I think last time we were doing this, I was still, I guess I was I? Mm-hmm. Yeah, still at the police academy, I believe. I can't say the name, but it's Crater. And
I don't know. No, I think you were doing the other thing.
Was I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. The year before. Damn, my brain's gone, man.
Yeah, you were
getting
doing
old as a bitch.
The mentoring and all that stuff.
The mentor. That's right. Intensive in home and all that shit. But anyway, so then I guess after Ricky passed. So if anyway, I just want to talk a little bit about it real quick. Like you said, he was battling cancer, and he'd been cancer-free for 12 to 15 years, something like that, maybe 15 years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of came back. He had a surgery, and surgeons nicked his bladder, unbeknownst to him and his wife, Kim, because they have two kids, Cameron and Katie. They're both adults. But anyway, so because he was going to start chemo as well, and they nicked his bladder, so he kept having infections. So finally, another surgeon went in and found that injury, which is setting him back from having his chemo treatments. And then, you know, the cancer spread in the meantime. But he'd been battling it the whole time. But, mm-hmm. You know, the other thing about it is he was 55. We're actually stepbrothers, but we grew up together.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, Herb and his mom, Joyce, my dad, Herb, and then his mom got married. I think, shit, we were like in elementary school.
Yep.
So exactly the same age, you know, growing up, you know, had definitely seen each other every other weekend, of course, but then also during the summer, and then you know become friends, and I mean best friends as growing up, did a lot of things together, a lot of crazy things, and made it out of that, but made it out alive. And then, you know, you get married and start your lives, and our kids, you know, were more familiar when you guys were younger.
Yeah.
As you got older, you know, then everybody got busy in sports and music and dance and whatever else. And his kids, of course, were doing the same things. But anyway, I didn't want to not kind of cover it, just talk about it a little bit. But, you know, this is a wild dude. But in the end, man, that dude was like, he wasn't ready to go.
Mm-mm.
I mean, some people know they're ready to go. And they're, I mean, they accept their fate, and I mean until the last day. I mean, he didn't give in to, like, he wasn't going to go to hospice or any of that. So he actually, you know, and for other reasons, he couldn't go to one hospice at home, but he didn't want to go on it anyway. He wanted to stay in the fight.
Yeah.
And he fought to the very end. So, but he did pass with his wife, and Kim and her sister were there, Sam. So mm-hmm. He didn't pass alone. And then
he was a fighter.
He was a bad bitch, man. He was one of these people that you would, like, I remember we were just talking about, you know, as your time on earth becomes apparent in loss, because once you got hospitalized, I mean, we pretty much knew,
mm-hmm.
as Kim had let everybody know. But anyway, then everybody started, you know, talk about, this is the whole reason, one of the reasons we started this whole podcast is to talk about stories and people and have people come on here that, you know, we've had some people that were known worldwide, and most people were just known local folk.
Yep.
Friends, family, acquaintances. But I would be telling you guys about, you know, Uncle Rick, and be like, man, I'm not going to say all the stories on here, but he's like, that doesn't seem like something he would do. I mean, nothing terrible, but just a real dude. And it's a, you know, quite a big loss.
But definitely a fighter.
Oh, that's the point I wanted to make. Yeah, but he's always been like that. He's you know, he's done a lot of great things in his life. But the most important thing, and this is what ended with this, is like even his last moments with myself or my brother Todd was take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't worried about, at least around us, I'm sure when he's with Kim alone, he was terrified of what was to come, but he never showed that to us. You know, just family, take care of my family no matter what happens.
Yep.
And don't forget them. So we've been making an effort. But I'm saying all that to say whoever's listening to this is, number one, your time's not guaranteed. Number two, all you've got is time.
Mm-hmm.
Quit wasting time on bullshit. So petty things.
Yeah. And he was the nicest dude you'd ever meet, too, because he would always text me every birthday, even though we wouldn't see him for, you know.
Yeah, holidays.
Holidays or weddings, yeah. Stuff like that. And and then, actually, before our wedding, he sent me this long text. And it was just like, you know, you and Frankie enjoy your days. A lot of it goes into it. And then he told a couple stories, him and Kim's wedding, that, like, the wine wasn't ordered or something happened. People had to rush to get alcohol and...
Yeah.
Something with the flowers. And he's like, in the moment, it was like the biggest deal because that's the stuff you forget. And
that's right.
Keep going. But he sent this long text. And
damn. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I know you told me at the time. I just hadn't thought about it.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And then, let's talk about this other situation. And then there's some other good things that have happened that we can bring up in the meantime. We're back. We had to take a little break. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Make sure my screen was working.
Well, we got a new computer. We got a new camera we're working with. New background.
So usually we don't cut, but.
Yeah. Normally we're going to have having like the Hooters girl come in and like do the intro.
Like an ad or something.
Damn right.
We'll be back.
That'd be awesome. We'll be back for a break. Although we might be able to have a sponsor. I'm just thinking about this. But anyway. So then, I got to say this. So,
yeah.
You know how I am, then you'll bring me back. But then, of course, you know, one of the reasons on the hill was, like on the cup here on the hill, and the one reason I wanted to keep it going was, we started because of, you know, thinking about stories like of people like Russ. You know, mm-hmm. And of course, he and I grew up neighbors here, and, you know, same thing happened with us, though. When his kids started getting older, he got remarried. I mean, it was a period I didn't see him for a couple of years. And,
yeah.
And then you reconnect, you know. But anyway, you reconnect and you're doing these things. And he'd been having some health problems. But luckily, we got him on here before then. Cause he didn't want to come on. I think he thought we were going to, like, you know, do our normal routine where – I mean, you know, you got your best friends you still hang out with. And, I mean, he actually was like, you know, my only best friend. But
And he was the one episode we had off the hill.
Off the hill, yeah. But, yeah, we picked on each other pretty hard, so.
Oh, yeah.
But we promised him we wouldn't do that on the episode, so.
And I think that was, I had fixed his, something on his HVAC system and. He's like, well, since you fixed it, I'll come on the hill. And then he just came over one day.
Yeah.
Just like showed up.
Called on the way. Get everything. Like he would do that crazy shit. Get everything ready. I'm on the way. Like, dude, it ain't like we can just like, you know, we don't just have it set up 100% of the time. But anyway, we made it work and he got here. And I'm just glad that's one of the reasons I wanted to keep this thing, you know, going is you're going to have people on here that. We got some people I know that want to come on, particularly with like one of their parents or even have one of our parents. We've had, you know, Boomball on here, but
yeah,
you know, people that are, first of all, we're never guaranteed anything, but if you know somebody's older, we got some folks that want to come on,
mm-hmm.
talk about some memories. That way it's immortalized.
Yeah. That's what I like. It's always there.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, we, even at the funeral, a couple people were like,
oh man.
They're like, oh, you guys did the podcast with Russ. And that was, you know, it was so funny, like stories I haven't heard before.
Yeah, because it was great, man. And then, and you know, it'd be there for people to watch, I guess, and, you know, as long as that this technology's out there, which I don't see it going anywhere.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I just had to get that out of the way. But he was a greatly missed. Yeah, definitely greatly missed. But I just want to say this, dude, and then I'm done.
Go ahead.
It is Easter Sunday.
It's your podcast.
Yeah, it's our podcast. It's Easter Sunday, and we're certainly grateful for everything. And you know, you interact with people, your friends or a acquaintances, his family, and usually after a loss, people become bitter. You know, like they, and I get it. You know, they question why would bad things happen to good people, and you know, why would God let these things happen? I mean, I don't know the answer, but you know, for me personally, these losses back to back like that, and I'm not just sad for me. I'm sad for, you know, their families and their friends. That's mm-hmm. the part that, you know, makes me the most sad. You know, like, and like with Frankie's dad when he passed. I mean, I as much as upset as I was, I really didn't know him as really well at all. But my tears were for you yeah. and her family, particularly for her family, her sisters and her mom and her uncles and his brothers. I mean, that's the stuff that makes it so sad.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. But, you know, but it is Easter, and I know I'll cuss a little bit, but what I wanted to say about this was, you know, the other thing I gained from this is their passing is time is short, it's limited. I mean, be grateful, try to find the good things in each day. But this other part of it was, you know, these two guys, their deaths were totally separate.
Mm-hmm.
The way that their passing were separate in the sense of, you know, Ricky, my brother, stepbrother, he died of cancer and was totally out of his control. I mean, you can get the best medical care, have surgeries and all these things, but in the end, either you beat cancer or it beats you. And you know, in his case, and like even your mom fighting cancer, they didn't let cancer define them. But mm-hmm. Certainly it has taken a toll on both of them, you know, in Ricky's case, at the ultimate cost, you know. But then you think about somebody like Russ, and there's nobody that loves that cat more than me. But, you know, some of his stuff was just by life choice, diet, drinking, doing some smoking and stuff. And I don't mean this as an insult, but I think it needs to be said is, because I'm particularly being a recovered alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
you know, 20 years is, you can't, when you're young, like we were talking about the other night, you know, throwing down when you're in college and doing these things and it's fun, but it has to at some point come to an end, or you just have to learn to moderate, because if you don't, you're not going to escape that lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's going to get you, you know, and same with my dad. That's why I don't, I feel like I'm qualified to talk about it is alcohol killed him, you know,
mm-hmm.
from other ailments, but that's, the ailments he had, he would not have had were not for drinking. And then same with Russ, the ailments he had would not have cost him his life other than the fact that alcohol is what caused the ailments, which caused his death.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that, you know, if you know that and you know, once you pass, you're on to a better place, you know, so, but the people here are left to reconcile the causes of death and the consequences of actions, that's the price to pay. So
yeah, that's what's good about this setup too, is it's, you know, like that video will always be there for anybody to watch, and his grandkids and his kids, and
yeah, and then it'll watch me saying, hey, my dad, you know, alcohol killed my grandfather or my dad, but it did. I mean, nobody's a stranger to it. I mean, alcoholism in a sense is what it doesn't discriminate.
Mm-mm.
You know, and every family, like I knew my dad was an alcoholic, you know, and I tried to get my brothers and things that maybe we could get like an intervention, but everybody said no.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been like, you know, he didn't cuss or anything like that, but he would just would have got up and walked out. I was like, I'm not doing this. And I'd even consider doing something like that with Russ, but, you know, most people said the same thing. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm not putting him down. I mean, I love the guy, but I just guess I'm trying to impart on whoever watches this is, think about what you're doing and how those actions are going to affect others.
Yeah.
And I'm nobody's been a bigger, you know, at points in time in my life made more mistakes than me. I get it, but I'm not pointing the finger.
You're owning up to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing about me. I ain't gonna lie about jack shit. You can ask me about it.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day. It was one of my jobs, and he just had knee surgery. Actually, his second. He said he had both hips replaced and both knees replaced.
Damn.
And he had worked, I think he was a machinist or something, but
damn.
It came up because I was going into the crawl space and I put knee pads on. And he was like, He's like, that's one thing. He's like, I never did. He's like, I was Mr. Tough Guy, and I just, you know, back then it was, you know, we wore what we needed to, but, you know, knee pads and gloves was just something. If we didn't have to wear them, we didn't. And he's like, and then later on down the road, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't, I retired and couldn't do anything I wanted to do, because I think he mentioned drinking too. He's like, you only have one liver, you only have one pair of lungs, you only have two knees, which those things can be replaced, but still, it's a pain.
it's real. Yeah, same with me. I mean, and we talked about that too with your job is, you know, do I wear a respirator or I don't? You know, that kind of shit. It's like, I ain't got time for that, or I ain't got time for safety gloves. And that only works until something happens. And then you're like, damn, I wish I'd had them gloves on. Yeah.
And by then it's too late.
That's what I mean. And, right.
So a lot of that stuff catches up with you later. But yeah, some of it, gloves, glasses, and stuff like that. You can go blind in a second. And
well,
stuff like that. I mean,
you're talking about that accident.
Yeah. It was, one of my boss is, I won't go all the way into it, but his brother works at a, where they cut wood. What's that called?
Sawmill.
There you go. And he, young kid was down there and didn't lock and tag out when he cut a big machine off, went down to clean. So basically turned it off, but no one knew he was down there. And, someone had walked by and noticed the machine wasn't running, went and pressed the button, and the kid's shirt got caught in the flywheel and wrapped him around, broke his arm. Jeez. His shoes flew off, and that's the only reason they knew he was down there. And yeah, I mean, it was a whole paramedics got there and had to, like, you know, get his arm off, and it was all broken, and the kid was only like 20 something. But yeah, I mean, if he would have tagged out, and
that never would have happened.
But you know, it happened in not even 3 or 4 seconds, and luckily he lived. But could have lost his arm. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, he might still lose his arm. Yeah. I mean, he's gonna have a lifelong consequence.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it's just doing the things you're supposed to do. But I mean, I get it. Particularly men, we're knuckleheads. Like, I don't need to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not wearing this safety glasses.
Yep.
Or whatever. You know, hearing protection. Like, that's why I can't hear shit. as a cop, you know, we had hearing protection, but probably wasn't the best. I didn't really care. You know, just popping off rounds and doing flashbangs and stuff. And that stuff takes a toll on your body, the sirens, everything. But I just think that
I didn't think about that. The sirens going off the whole time.
Yeah, and they used to be in the roof or the ceiling of the overhead. You know, so where the light bar is, the sirens are in that bitch. So you're going down the road, you can't hear jack.
Oh, so it was all in the cab?
Yep.
Just as loud as it was outside, probably.
Pretty much. And then they finally figured out, let's put it in the front grill where it's not blaring into the guy's ears.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Nobody cared, though. Just wanted to run code, man. But anyway, yeah.
But, well, now you got some safety stuff to follow now.
Yeah, so, I since the last cast, that's what I was getting around to when Ricky passed. I think I was doing that intensive in-home stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not really getting paid a lot of money just trying to serve other people. And then when that happened with him, I'm like, you know, I don't have a lot of time left. Well, I mean, I hope I have some time, but it makes you think about time.
Yeah.
And what your priorities are. So I stopped doing that, got my CDL, and working for a local propane company, baby.
I don't know. The propane man.
Call me the gas man. I don't want to say the name. I don't guess it really matters. Who gives a shit? Suburban. But who cares? And I don't think they care.
Free promotion, baby.
Get some propane, baby.
I know. So you drive your own.
Got my own rig, dog.
I know. Big truck. Delivering propane.
Yeah.
Leak searches.
That's right, man. Doing some work. Well, I was hoping, like, you know, to drive the actual tractor trailer, because, you know, you got different Class A, Class B, Class C commercial driver license. But this opportunity just came about. So home every day, not being on the road. So that does make it better. That's one reason.
Yeah. Because with those, you'd be gone for 4 or 5 days or
maybe more.
2 weeks at a time.
Yeah. So I didn't really want to do that, but so I kind of lucked out. Getting this, and it's been a good exercise. It's a lot like work out in the cold and the heat, but I like it. I mean, I like being out in the elements, doing this stuff. So
yeah, Keeps you busy.
Keeps me busy.
So yeah, the day always goes by quick.
Yeah, that's one thing for sure. The day, I don't even have to worry about what time it is. I'm trying to get things. I'm actually worried about getting things done in the amount of time that I have.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about, like, you know, it's slow. It's not a matter of being slow. It's like, do I have enough time to get these things done in a day?
Yeah, so you're not watching the clock. You're
trying to beat the clock.
Trying to beat it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to beat the clock. But, you know, anybody that knows me is like, we can't create time. I used to teach that in the academy about, you know, in reference to stressful situations. You can't create time, but you can create time in a sense of gaining distance from an opponent type thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can create a better reaction time and things like that.
You know, time's relevant.
Time's
relevant. I watched a whole video about that the other day.
What does that mean? I don't know what the hell that means.
It just means over the course of different dimensions that time can be stretched and...
Oh, yeah, 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 gotcha.
Can be moved. And in our sense of time, it's one straight line. So we see time as continuous when you can actually... Well, there's different...
In a different
I'm not a scientist.
In a different dimension. Well, I mean, I've heard that kind of explained now you're saying it.
Yeah, and Einstein, a bunch of people have studied it, but I just watched one video. This guy was doing a TED Talk, and he was saying... He was showing a ball of light, and a guy was moving across the stage in a straight line. And he said, in that guy's point of view, the ball was in front of him the whole time, and he was moving with the ball. And that's how we see time. Like, we move with time.
Right.
In one straight line. And then he had the guy go like this, move the ball up and down, and was still moving in same left to right. So the ball still went from one side of the stage to the other in the same amount of time, but it was also moving up and down. So the ball was technically moving faster than he was because it was traveling a longer distance, but, you know, still hitting point A and point B at the same time. And it showed his point of view. The ball was moving in and out of his peripheral, so he would see it for a second, and then he'd lose it. And they said in those points where they meet up, that's where you can, time travel and stuff like that. But
that's deep, man.
It's all theoretical.
Yeah, well.
But I was watching, and I was like, hey, do some time traveling, bro.
That's what they say, man. They say people doing time travel with some folks on our planet are doing some time travel, man. Probably pretty sure.
I don't know. Talking about the Egyptians building pyramids and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that, and but yeah, and like the fourth and fifth dimensions, it's like, I have no idea. I mean, I can't lay it out scientifically, but essentially, if you were looking at it from above, you would be able to see all the events in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like you say, we're in here right now, but if we were in the fourth dimension, we'd be seeing the before and after and everything that is taking place as we're doing this in this moment.
Yeah.
You know? So, if you listen to that, if you're like me and, have a pretty good imagination, imagine you're driving down the road listening to a podcast, right? You're by yourself, and these cats start getting deep like this shit, and you're just like, bruh, what the hell is going on, man? You know, you start getting tripped out by it, but...
Mind starts to wander. You start going to the fourth dimension.
Yeah, man. You start thinking, I'm a speck of sand in the universe. And you're waiting to get sucked in by a black hole, man.
Mm-hmm. That's like, we're nothing, man.
Might be a chick. Big old chick. Take you in, man. I mean, it's all relevant. I mean.
Because I can't remember. See, I don't have my phone. I don't know. But it's another planet like Earth. And it's 2.5 or 3 times bigger than what Earth is, but it has, it's apparently has water on it and it's livable. But well, I was like, even.
Yeah, where the hell is it?
A long way away.
It ain't, so it's not in our universe or whatever. It's not in the movie.
I don't think it's in our solar system.
Solar system, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, I was just saying, compared to us, it's already bigger. Makes us look like a
bitch.
Even smaller speck.
Damn.
What I heard somebody talking about. They were saying how many times you walk over an ant colony. And you see a couple of ants walking underground.
Right.
And you might step on them, you might step over them, but underneath that is tens of thousands of ants. Damn. They have their own order, their own queen, their own tunnels, own food source. They have their own world right there, right under the sidewalk. And people are just stepping over them every day. And
that's what people are doing to us.
Mm-hmm.
The giants are watching us.
We're the ants, bro.
Yeah.
But they do their thing, though.
Well, I mean, I guess we're doing okay. Well, I mean, I guess we're hoping that it's, well, for some of us, I mean, that it's, there's a higher power watching us with, good motives. as we bob and weave our way through this the ant colony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the ants ain't no joke, man. I mean they definitely some agitating little bastards though.
They're tough though.
Yeah, they are tough. I mean they are amazing. Just like when we were trying to do the bees and how they had their own little same thing, little civilization, and everybody knew what their job was, and
mm-hmm.
It's wild. Like, you know, so what they'll do is like the bees, they got different every like an ant, they had different jobs. But just thinking about this is they send this like the hunter bees out. They try to find, you know, where all the pollen is.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come back, they actually do a dance in front of the other bees.
First of all, tell them it's
a map. Yeah. A map of where it is, how to get there. And then based upon the intensity of the dance is how good of a location it is for pollen.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And we're just like, we think we're smart. Like, hey, man, let's do this podcast and talk about shit. You know, and then the ants, and we could be dancing to each other.
Mm.
But we see.
That's what we, next episode?
Dance.
No talking.
Just dance.
Just dance.
Be like little Clifton doing more. He's learning sign language.
Oh, yeah. More. That means something.
Yeah, but he did that the other day. He did that yesterday for our Easter stuff, and that, which was Saturday. But, yeah, he did. He does his little.
Yep. Frankie's sister, Dave is almost two. He's two something now. But they have a newborn, too. But,
man.
Yeah, growing, when he was Clifton's age, he was doing the same thing. All the sign language and
oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's just. And I don't want to do. We got all this political turmoil going on at this time. You know, like we've got Trump is the president now. I guess the last time Biden was still in, mm-hmm. And you know, everybody's acting like the world is going to end and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, man, chill out, man. And then the world's not going to end, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, if we could balance it out. So let's say. If you're a conservative versus a liberal, well, it's the liberal person that brought in the sign language to kids at younger ages, mm-hmm. so they can learn other things. Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying conservatives wouldn't think that was cool, but I mean, we need both. We need the artists to dream, and we need the mathematicians and engineers to make the dream a reality type thing. You know,
yeah.
Like an architect, and then you know, and then we need people like you know, like you and me, I guess at this point, but people just go to work. You know, keep things running. That's the part behind the scenes that I don't think people appreciate as much is yeah. all the work that goes on behind the scenes.
And the nurses out there.
That's it. Teachers, nurses. I mean, you know, it takes all of us, but.
Yeah. It's legit. I got another ant story.
Okay. Talk about the movie. What was that video that Disney made? The ants? Ant Hill?
It was Bug's Life.
Bug's Life, yeah.
Yeah. But there is a movie called Ants.
Damn.
I think that was like DreamWorks or something.
Hmm.
But I saw a carpenter ant because we got those in our house.
Yeah.
And I thought two of them were mating or something. And I was like, what's going on? But it looked like he was like dragging them. I think they got into a fight and the one had bit the other one.
Right.
Like bit his leg. And I think the one who was dragging like killed the other ant, but his pincers were still attached to his leg. And he was just dragging his aunt all over. I was watching him. I was like, what's going on? And he like walked up the side of the wall and like he'd sit there and like try to shake his leg. To get him off. I was like trying to bite at him. But the other one wasn't moving. So I mean, he was definitely dead.
Damn.
But he just dragged. And I just watched him. I ended up putting him outside, but he just dragged him all the way outside. Like just kept on going with his dead aunt attached to his leg.
Damn, he killed the man. He killed his opponent, but the opponent had him locked in.
Yeah, locked down.
Like a pit bull, man.
Mm-hmm.
But they got, yeah. Well, you know, they even say ants, like in their colony, they have like graveyards for ants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, they don't just, leave their, yeah, they, I mean, if you see it, like if you, like he may have been dragging him. I mean, in that case, not they were fighting and he was stuck on him.
I've seen them like have body parts in their pinchers yeah. and stuff, but yeah, this one was grabbing him.
Damn. That's some wild
dragged
shit.
Dragged a man down.
Fight to the end, bitch. Shit. Even if I'm dead, I'm going to hold on to your ass.
Yeah, he was haunting that guy.
Maybe that was like actually, yeah, it was all life and death right there in front of you.
Yeah. It made me, I don't know what I was supposed to get out of that, but.
Well, your first thought, dude was getting some ass. Which that's mostly what men think about. You know, everybody, oh, no, don't say that. It's like, yeah, they say men think about sex like every minute or some crazy shit.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Something like that, you know. And then, so you're obviously going to think, you know, they're mating or something. Then you figure out they're battling. And then you figure out the one's dead, but he's carrying the soul of the other one with him,
mm-hmm.
figuratively and literally.
Maybe he didn't make it back. That's a lot of weight to drag around.
Damn.
I don't know. But I was, yeah. Those carpenter ants are a pain, bro.
Yeah, I can't.
If y'all have any
suggestions
for carpenter ants, those things suck.
Put it on the comment section.
Yeah. It's that time of year.
Yeah, definitely. Pollen, ants.
And y'all got some chickens.
Yeah, we got five chicks. And
one's a rooster.
Yeah, we found out that her name was gonna be Daisy, but he's a Duke.
Yeah.
I said we got a doodler.
Daisy Duke.
Yeah, he's a little bantam, so we're hoping that he can't impregnate all the other chicks. So we only have, with him, Duke, we'll have two bantams, actually.
Yeah.
Two female bantams, Laverne and Buttercup. Not, she'll be Daisy now.
Yeah, Daisy.
See, Buttercup. Yeah, Daisy was going to be, yeah, we had to change the names. It was Buttercup and Daisy, but now we figured out Daisy at the time is Duke, so Buttercup became Daisy. So Daisy Dukes.
Mom was looking at the two bigger ones.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called.
Bantam? Oh, shit. Something like
that.
Some kind of Polish.
Something. The big one.
Polish priority or something like that.
One of them has longer tail feathers and has a bigger comb. She said that one could be a rooster, too.
Damn it.
But she, if it is a she hasn't started, like, calling like the other rooster has. So that's
yeah, weird. That's a good sign.
So I don't know if you can have two roosters.
Man.
You might have to get to another coop.
Damn.
The battling roosters.
Put some money on it, man.
Maybe the next episode.
Cockfights, man.
Yep. Put in the comments who you think's gonna win.
Yeah. I mean, it could be legit.
Yeah, I don't know if you can have two roosters. I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah, I mean, they definitely got, I mean, nobody's ever seen, or people who have ever been over here see that they got a big coop comparatively to most chickens. I mean.
Yeah, they got a mansion down there.
Plenty of room, so they might be able to work it out.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm hoping they can work it out. You hate to make a choice like that of having to get rid of one of them or something.
Yeah, somebody will take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, well, you can start your own rooster farm.
That's how, you know, once we get our own spot, get some chickens.
That's right.
Frankie doesn't want them, but I want some goats.
They're cute till they get older. It's like, you know.
Yeah, they can get mean, but.
Oh, shit.
I still like some goats.
Yeah, and something else we're thinking about doing is putting some tunes on this Joker.
Oh, yeah. Playing some music.
What is going to make.
Guitar right there.
Yeah, I think, you know. Yeah, we got. Thing's probably pretty old, but anyway, I was to say, I think we start off like, you know, I remember our first episode, and then we talk about one more thing before we close it out. But yeah, I think about doing some music, and so I'm in, of the mindset now. I mean, I don't care if one person watches or how many, but I mean, I think it's fun doing it. I mean, I think, you know, we had people that watched it that actually genuinely enjoyed it, and from all walks of life. I mean, it wasn't like just knuckleheads like me. Is some people that really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And not just people that had been on the show. I mean, that sounds crazy, but.
What?
I've had a lot of people ask me over and over again, you know, what the hell is going on? So.
Yeah, and even complete stranger. Tommy's been on here, my brother-in-law. But he said a guy at his gym walked up to him and said, because he had a little, those cards out on the hill cards.
Oh, did he?
And he had him on the table, and the guy was like, he said, do you know who does this podcast? And Tom was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I was on it. My brother-in-law and father-in-law do it. And he's like, well, yeah, I've been listening to it, and they didn't put one out in a while.
Damn.
That was a couple months ago.
We're back, bitch.
So I'm going to tell Tommy to tell him we're back.
Like Paul Revere, start running through the neighborhood, talking some shit.
Yeah, I think we'll do some live music. And
yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we definitely, like, even get some guest artists on.
Mm-hmm. Have some tunes, talk about their songs, or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple people that, I want to say names because I don't want to. But yeah, I mean, there's some artists and art, you know, musicians, artists, everything else that I think would try to get someone on here just to talk about their stuff.
Yeah,
it's free advertisement.
Hell yeah!
I mean, even when we had Kate on here, I know several people that's just two people, but or maybe more. But who knows how many people even started looking into it as a result of that? And now, just speaking of her business, she's got a brand new location, a lot much bigger area. You know,
yeah,
not because of us particularly, but just because of the quality of her work.
Oh yeah, that all speaks for itself.
Yeah, and you know, I think one thing I don't mind having some folks here that are, you know, law enforcement, but I'm hoping we can get some of your friends on here, some other people from different walks of life.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're trying to get a couple of vets on here too, two Vietnam vets.
Tell some of their stories and stuff.
Yeah, that's real. Both. Yeah. I mean, one of them has written two books. Actually, Russ's dad, but I mean, I've read one of them.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then another person, trying to get him on here that definitely served two tours in Vietnam.
Yeah. He's also on the Hill.
Yep. And catch those memories, you know, for him that people can go, man.
Probably stuff, nope. I mean, people never knew about him.
Yeah, he's a little bit hesitant because I think he said some of it's top secret, but that time's over. And in other words, it's top secret things end at there's a certain time frame and it's done.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a certain, if it's top secret, you can't talk about it, but there's a certain time because there's like the Jocko podcast, he's had people on there that were in the same unit that we're talking about, not Donnie, but the other person. And same type unit, almost the exact same unit,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they were in the same type of work in Vietnam.
Yeah.
They weren't in the same unit. And that's what he said. He was able to come out at the time that he did because the time
it ran out.
Yeah, it ran out. And he still got permission, but I don't, yeah. But anyway, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What else?
I don't know. I think that's pretty good.
That's about it. Yeah, we're just throwing this out here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Hill. And then if you ever come on, you get this one of these cups.
I know. On the Hill cups, man.
Yeah, we're going to come up with maybe some stickers and some other stuff, but maybe a couple products. But one more thing I'd like to do is like have some debates too.
Oh, Lord. I'll be the moderator.
Yeah, I've got...
I'm sitting in the middle.
Well, I mean, I don't think he cares. Like, Mr. Choate, he has... Yeah, and I mean, we're actually a lot closer than I think he thinks, but we kind of battle on Facebook. But I'm saying that to say is I'm sure we're closer together than he thinks because the written language is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a text message sucks. You know, somebody takes it the wrong way and stuff. But when you're face-to-face, first, you can't hide behind the text.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people talk a lot of crap. I'm not saying him, not at all. But people talk shit on the text message.
Keyboard warriors.
Yeah, and then you get face-to-face and like, okay, now what? And they're like, yeah. So
we can do that too. Debate on the Hill.
That's it. Yeah, man. That'd be badass. Yeah, we got some good ideas. But I think we're back, dog.
Yeah. As I said, welcome back. New equipment. Hopefully better quality of picture quality. Give me... Get some extra cameras in here too.
Two different images or two different views and all that. Definitely.
Yeah. But again,
particularly if somebody's nice looking. If it's just us, one camera.
Yeah, that one's good back there. We don't want to get too close to us.
But we've had pretty good looking guests. I mean, men and women. We've had some ugly guests. Probably HD wouldn't have been good. You know what I'm saying? So if you see a bunch of views of somebody on the show. The people that are watching be like, okay, yeah, they must be pretty decent looking.
Yeah, that's part of it.
If not, it's a one camera view, you know, just take our word for it.
Yeah.
The distance is better.
Or if you don't want to look at us, you can listen to us.
Just listen, yeah. Yeah. And share the views, man. Share the word.
Yep. So like I said, you can watch us on YouTube, find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And
that's it.
Like we said, we'll be putting these back out regularly again.
We're back. Can't kill us. Can't kill the rooster.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to On the Hill. Like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. See ya.